RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Wiranto calls on all Indonesians to succeed regional elections. Indonesian Defense Ministry keeps supporting the increasing of national defense industry. Freeport stages change must ensure better state revenues. Now the news in detail. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Wiranto, called on all Indonesians to succeed regional elections on the sidelines of the cabinet meeting in the Presidential Palace in Jakarta Tuesday. Wiranto said regional elections are part of the effort of the country to build a dignified democracy. It could be achieved if all people are committed to the success of the regional elections.
I still have time to call on all voters and all supporters of the candidates to take part in the regional elections as good as we can to maintain our dignity as a nation.
On Wednesday, February 15, 101 Indonesian regions vote for regional heads concurrently. Wiranto said the government has coordinated with all elements of the government and the society to avoid the disruptions and to succeed the elections. Indonesian national defense industry has been able to produce some defense and security equipments. The existence of the industry continues to receive serious attention from Indonesian government to make mutual synergies with other related institutions or ministries. It was said by Indonesian Defense Minister Riamiza Riakudu after observing 15 first article products of defense industry technology development at Defense Ministry in Jakarta Tuesday.
Kita harus mulai dari bawah dulu. Kalau ujung-ujung kita sama dengan negara maju, ya hampir tidak mungkin lah.
We must start to develop defense industry from zero, unlike in the developed countries. So from the defense and security equipment, we can develop. Someday we can follow the developed countries. We build submarine, then jet fighters. That's the beginning effort, and we continue to develop. Later, there will be a lot of demands. The defense industry has to cooperate with the state-owned enterprises. We must be independent by holding mutual synergies. It is the most important thing.
Indonesian Defense Minister Riamiza Riakudu said that the Defense Ministry keeps encouraging national defense industries to improve and develop their capabilities in infrastructures, human resources, and technology in producing the equipments of the defense and security. The procurement of defense and security equipments, Alpal Hankam, is expected to reduce Indonesia's dependency toward other countries. The equipments will be used by TNI as the main equipments as the pride of the national defense industry. This was stated by Director General of Defense Potential, Ministry of Defense, Sutrimo, at Hanover ceremony of 15 first article products, the result of the Defense Industrial Technology Development Program in the Ministry of Defense, Jakarta, Tuesday, February 14.
15 item first article ini sesungguhnya merupakan kelanjutan produk-produk yang sudah dilimpang oleh angkatan.
The 15 items of first article are actually a continuation of the products that have been tested by the research and development of Indonesian military, defense ministry, and also other institution, so that these items already have certification. Therefore, these products are ready to be produced massively. We urge the Ministry of Defense that these monumental products can be followed by the mass production users. We buy it, so it will reduce our dependence on other countries and also for foreign exchange saving.
The Defense Industrial Technology Development Program is implemented in accordance with the regulation of the Ministry of Defense No. 39/2016, which is the development activities undertaken by the domestic defense industry supported by rupiah budgetary resources. The preparation of the program was carried out and integrally coordinated by the Ministry of Defense through the Directorate General of Defense Potential of Defense Ministry with TNI headquarters. The technology development program of the defense industry is also directed to the mastery of technology to ensure the continuity of defense equipment and security supplies, as well as the progress and independence of the defense industry. Indonesian President Joko Widodo ordered ministers to accelerate the development in North Sulawesi. At a limited cabinet meeting on evaluation of the national strategic project and priority programs in North Sulawesi province in Jakarta Tuesday, the president said the infrastructure development in North Sulawesi will improve access and connectivity to support the growth of the tourism sector of the province.
I also ask you to accelerate the infrastructure development in North Sulawesi. It is important to improve access and connectivity to support the growth of the tourism sector. Development of transport infrastructure is expected to expedite the entry point for foreign tourists, especially from countries in the northern region of Indonesia, such as the Philippines, Japan, South Korea, and China.
President Joko Widodo also asked the ministers to increase the maritime potentials of North Sulawesi. He said North Sulawesi has marine tourism potential in addition to the Bunaken Marine Park that has been known to the international community. According to him, the development of marine tourism potential of North Sulawesi will provide an alternative for tourists coming to Indonesia. The president also asked all parties to solve the problems that hinder the progress of North Sulawesi. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. People in 44 cities will get cheap rice and sugar from the government with the use of Prosperous Family Cards. The food aid will be distributed through e-warung or e-small shops. After launching food aid for Sri Lanka in Jakarta Tuesday, President Joko Widodo to the press said the rice would be sold 8,500 rupiah per kilogram and a kilogram sugar cost 12,500 rupiah.
We start to distribute rice and sugar through cards in 44 cities on February 23rd. I have seen the preparation for it. The rice with the brand Beras Kita will be sold 8,500 rupiah per kilogram. The sugar will be sold with the brand Manis Kita. In the regular market, it costs 14,000 rupiah. The packaging is good. The quality is good. We try to distribute that kind of sugar in certain cities. Afterward, we try to distribute it in other cities.
The food assistance will be distributed in 6 regions and 44 cities. Around 1.4 million families could receive the aid. To distribute the aid, the government will cooperate with several state-owned banks as distributors. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati stated that a change in the gold and copper mining company PT Freeport Indonesia stages from a contract of work into a special mining permit must ensure higher state revenues. She noted on Monday that the law on mineral and coal stipulates that any form of cooperation between the government and entrepreneurs must ensure better revenues for the government. The minister explained that certainty regarding better government revenues is deemed necessary to serve the nation's interests, as they will help to spur economic development in regions and reduce disparities. Sri Mulyani revealed that the revenues have several dimensions. As part of its obligation, the company PT Freeport must divest its shares to the country and build a smelter. On the other hand, the government must offer business certainty, ensure the absence of obstacles to provide a conducive investment climate, and deal with uncertainties regarding prospects for the Indonesian economy. The last item, Sriwijaya Air this year expands its market share to eastern Indonesia by opening a direct flight from Surabaya to Jayapura in Papua. Sriwijaya Air Commercial Director Toto Nur Satyo said that eastern regions of Indonesia have huge potential, even more so because the government has planned to step up development in the regions. Sriwijaya also pointed to a trend in Indonesia's aviation industry, which has grown 15% in the past few years, way above other countries with less than 5% growth. The airline plans to serve 4 flights a week in Surabaya-Jayapura route with a load factor target of 85%. The ticket for a flight will cost starting from 1.4 million rupiah. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Minister Wiranto calls on all Indonesians to succeed regional elections. Indonesian Defense Ministry keeps supporting the increasing of national defense industry. Freeport stages change must ensure better state revenues. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled North Korea Launch Missile Again. I'm Dinugraha. Sunday, February 12, North Korea fired a ballistic missile that flew from Bangyeon Air Base up to 500 km to the east and crashed in the Sea of Japan. South Korea Defense Ministry spokesman could not confirm the type of the missile, but Yonhap News Agency said the South Korean military suspected it was similar to Musudan missile that had been fired before. On Monday, North Korea claimed to have tested a medium-range ballistic missile that carried a new type the day before. Besides, Pyongyang also considered it was a progress in its weaponry program even though it violated UN resolution. South Korea, which is adjacent to the North Korea, held an emergency meeting shortly after the missiles. South Korea's defense ministry said North Korea fired a missile as an attempt to see the response of the new U.S. President Donald Trump. It was conducted less than a month after Donald Trump became president on January 20. Although it did not enter Japanese territorial zone, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who is on a visit to the United States, condemned the missile launch. Abe regarded it as an unacceptable action. President Donald Trump, who received Abe's visit, guaranteed full American support for Japan in terms of North Korea's ballistic missile firing. In a brief statement, Trump said he would like everyone to understand that the United States fully supports Japan, its important ally. Indonesia is concerned with a series of ballistic missile launches by North Korea. This action, in addition to violating the UN embargo, also threatens the stability in the Korean Peninsula and East Asia. North Korean actions that could still launch missiles like this despite the embargo is something to watch out. The country could still develop weapons of medium-range missiles, which is likely to be fitted with nuclear warheads. Diplomacy approach needs to be done
through diplomacy, so this problem can be solved without having to have an open conflict. Listener, that was commentary for today. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to our regular segment of Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on February 15, 1942, when Singapore fell into the Japanese rule. In the World War II, Japan occurred an expansion to the Southeast Asia to expand its colonies and dominated natural resources to ensure the victory of the war and took strategic positions on the battlefield. In early February 1942, Japan attacked the British colony in Singapore, so the Singapore Great Battle was occurred. Finally, on February 15, 1942, Singapore was under the rule of Japan until the end of the World War II in August 1945. During the Japanese occupation, thousands of lives of 130,000 British-led Allied troops died in custody in Singapore. Now we have a look at another event which occurred on February 15, 1958, the establishment of Revolutionary Government of Republic of Indonesia. PRRI, the Revolutionary Government of Republic of Indonesia, or PRRI, is one of the movement on February 15, 1958, by issuing the ultimatum of the Struggle Council led by Lieutenant Colonel Ahmad Hussein in Padang, West Sumatra. The establishment of the Indonesian Revolutionary Government as a result of dissatisfaction toward the government because of current social imbalances and communist influence, especially the Indonesian Communist Party, which was getting stronger. In August 1958, the opposition of revolutionary government has declared to end, and the central government in Jakarta took back the territories that previously joined with the Indonesian revolutionary government. And we end today's segment of Today in History with the last event, which occurred on February 15, 2003, global protests over Iraqi war. On February 15, 2003, approximately 10 million people in 600 cities around the world held demonstrations to protest the invasion in Iraq. The invasion of the United States and its allies such as Britain, Spain, Australia did not get legitimacy from the United Nations. With a pretext to destroy weapons of mass destruction belongs to Saddam Hussein's regime, finally, the squad under the leadership of the United States has successfully toppled President Saddam Hussein from the reins of power. This demonstration was the largest anti-war demonstrations in the world. Well, listener, that was our segment of Today in History for today's edition.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to The Boy Green with the title for today about leopard in Cikepuh, West Java are not extinct. Leopard or Panthera pardus melas is one of animal species as an inhabitant of wildlife reserve in Cikepuh, Sukabumi, West Java, which is suspected already extinct caused by hunting practice and encroachment currently looked back through trapped camera. Head of the Center for West Java Conservation of Natural Resources, Sustio Iriono, in Jakarta Thursday said, "The good news is known based on the observations of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry through the West Java Center for Conservation of Natural Resources in July and August 2016. This finding came from the information of researchers, students, and the local people around the Cikepuh Wildlife Reserve area, and the result of a survey conducted by Primate International Animal Rescue. The results of the research revealed the existence of any signs of the leopard, such as scratches, dirt, and trail. However, it was still doubtful because the lack of available data. To answer these doubts, the West Java Center for Conservation of Natural Resources, as the manager of Chikapuh Natural Reserve Area, together with the Citizens, International Animal Rescue, and the Tigers Foundation, made observation to test the validity of the information on the existence of leopard. The observation result for 28 days showed 7 frames of video that showed leopard's activity in Chikapuh Wildlife Reserve. From the video, it is known there are 3 yellow-spotted leopard, while another one is a variant of black or often known as a panther. Identification showed the 4 leopard as distinct individuals. Through a simple analysis, it is predicted that the population of leopard in Chikapuh Wildlife Reserve currently about 12 individuals. Documentation in 2008 showed the presence of around 400 to 500 Javan leopard, which are among others located in Gunung Gede Pangrango National Park and in Mount Halimun Salak in West Java, in Mount Merapi and Merbabu in Central Java, and in Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park in East Java. Furthermore, Sustio Iriono said, as a follow-up of the observations, the Environment and Forestry Ministry will set up some work programs to be synergized with the strategic programs of other areas. The planning including leopard inventory, leopard mitigation conflict, forest fire control, the development of Geopark Ciletuh Core Zone, reintroduction of other wildlife, and wildlife habitat restoration. Listener, that was the Voigreen. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news in brief. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto called on all Indonesians to succeed regional elections. On the sidelines of the cabinet meeting in the Presidential Palace in Jakarta Tuesday, Wiranto said regional elections are part of the effort of the country to build a dignified democracy. Indonesia's national defense industry has been able to produce some defense and security equipments. The existence of the industry continues to receive serious attention from Indonesian government to make mutual synergies with other related institutions or ministries. The procurement of defense and security equipments, Alpan Halkam, is expected to reduce Indonesia's dependency toward other countries. The equipments will be used by TNI as the main equipments as the pride of the national defense industry. Indonesian President Joko Widodo ordered ministers to accelerate the development in North Sulawesi. At the limited cabinet meeting on evaluation of the national strategic project and priority programs in North Sulawesi province, on Tuesday in Jakarta, the president said the infrastructure development in North Sulawesi will improve access and connectivity to support the growth of the tourism sector of the province. People in 44 cities will get cheap rice and sugar from the government with the use of Prosperous Family Card. The food aid will be distributed through e-warung or e-small shops. After launching food aid for Sri Lanka in Jakarta, President Joko Widodo to the press said the rice would be sold 8,500 rupiah per kilogram and sugar with a cost of 12,500 rupiah per kilogram. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati stated that a change in the gold and copper mining company PT Freeport Indonesia stages from a contract of work into a special mining permit must ensure higher state revenues. Sriwijaya Air this year expands its market share to eastern Indonesia by opening a direct flight from Surabaya to Jayapura in Papua. Sriwijaya Air Commercial Director Toto Nursatyo said that eastern regions of Indonesia have a huge potential even more so because the government has planned to step up development in the regions. Listener, that was news in brief.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95.5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Mapalili tradition from South Sulawesi province. Stay tuned. Listeners, South Sulawesi has many unique traditions such as Rambutuka, Asera Kalompong, Mapalili, and many others. Tradition which is still held until now by local people, especially Bugis tribe, is Mapalili or Apalili tradition in Makassar language. Listeners, the word of Mapalili comes from Apalili, meaning to protect rice plant from a thing which disrupts or destroys it. This tradition aims to avoid area which will be planted from disruption, which usually reduces harvest. Traditional ceremony of Mapalili is ritual with signs that the planting season is begun. The tradition is a ritual from generation, which is held by Bugis ancient people called Bisu. This tribe is spread in several regions in South Sulawesi, namely in Pangkep, Bone, Sopeng, and Wajo. Listeners, Mapalili is begun with Matedu Arajang. It is ceremony to wake up soul from field Hejai Kertul of ancestor heritage. The second day of Arajang Rilau is to parade the field hijaker around the village accompanied by traditional music. The last day is Majori ceremony. It is to begin hijaking field. Majori process is ended by expressing as form as happiness. The ritual is directly led by Puang Matoa by gathering at Arajang home, a place to store heirloom. Puang Matoa begins by using kato-kato, a kind of kentongan, to call boy and kalung-kalung to call girl. Kentongan or slit drum is a hollow percussion instrument. In spite of the name, it is not a true drum but an idol font, usually carved or constructed from bamboo or wood into a box with one or more slits in the top. Mostly drums have one slit, though two and three slits, or cut into the shape of an H, a cure. Then Puang Matua will sing their traditional song and end it by paraded Arajang surrounding the village as a sign the time to plant has come. Listeners, Arajang or heirloom at every region is different. In Pangkep, Arajang is field hijacker, which is made from wood and has existed since 1330. In Sopeng, it is a pair of ponto or bracelet with dragon head, which is made from pure gold. While in Bone and Wajo, it is dagger. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Mapalili tradition from South Sulawesi province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Beternak Binatang, which in English means raising animal. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice loudly, and you can repeat after me. Beternak binatang. Beternak binatang in English, farming. Apa kabar? Apa kabar? How are you? Bertanya. Bertanya. In English, to ask. Bisa. Bisa, can. Menghadiri, menghadiri, to attend. Reuni, reuni, reunion. Sekolah menengah atas, sekolah menengah atas, senior high school. Dulu, dulu, in English, past time. Senin depan, Senin depan, next Monday. Maaf, maaf, sorry. Berada di Kota Malang, berada di Kota Malang, to stay in Malang. Kegiatan, kegiatan, in English, activity. Mencoba, mencoba, to try. Memelihara, memelihara, to preserve. Kambing, kambing, goat. Sapi, sapi, cow. Ayam, ayam, chicken. Berapa banyak binatang, berapa banyak binatang, how many animals. Sibuk, sibuk, busy. Berharap, berharap, to hope or to expect. Berkunjung, berkunjung, to visit or to come. Aku tunggu kedatanganmu, aku tunggu kedatanganmu, I wait for your coming. Sampai jumpa, sampai jumpa, see you. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Beternak Binatang, or in English means raising animal or farming. The conversation is between A. Kiki and B. Arif. A. Kiki. Hai Arif, apa kabar? Hai Arif, apa kabar? In English, Hai Arif, how are you? B. Arif. Baik Kiki. Baik Kiki. In English, I'm fine Kiki. A. Kiki. Aku ingin bertanya, apakah kamu bisa menghadiri reuni SMA kita dulu pada Senin depan? Aku ingin bertanya, apakah kamu bisa menghadiri reuni SMA kita dulu pada Senin depan? In English, I want to ask you, can you come to our SMA reunion next Monday? B. Arif. Maaf, aku tidak bisa hadir. Aku masih berada di Kota Malang. Maaf, aku tidak bisa hadir. Aku masih berada di Kota Malang. In English, I'm sorry, I cannot come. I'm still in Malang now. A. Kiki. Apa kegiatanmu di Malang? Apa kegiatanmu di Malang? In English, what are you doing in Malang? B. Arif. Aku sedang mencoba beternak kambing, sapi, dan ayam. Aku sedang mencoba beternak kambing, sapi, dan ayam. In English, I'm trying to farming of some goats, cows, and chickens. A. Kiki, berapa banyak binatang yang kamu pelihara? Berapa banyak binatang yang kamu pelihara? In English, how many animals do you raise? B. Arif, kambing 20 ekor, sapi 5 ekor, dan ayam 20 ekor. Kambing 20 ekor, sapi 5 ekor, dan ayam 20 ekor. In English, 20 goats, 5 cows, and 20 chickens. A. Kiki, wah, kamu begitu sibuk. Wah, kamu begitu sibuk. In English, wow, you are so busy. B. Arif, ya, begitulah. Ya, begitulah. That's right. A. Kiki, aku berharap bisa berkunjung ke Kota Malang. Aku berharap bisa berkunjung ke Kota Malang. In English, hopefully I will come to Malang. B. Arif, silakan aku tunggu kedatanganmu. Silakan aku tunggu kedatanganmu. Please, I wait for your coming. Sampai ketemu nanti. Sampai ketemu nanti. See you then. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again next week with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you again and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with our segment of Music Corner, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian songs, even traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will play a few songs from an Indonesian pop singer who is popular among young generation, namely Arman Maulana, the vocalist of Gigi Band, one of outstanding bands in the country. Before we take you to know more about Arman Maulana, let's enjoy the first song entitled 11 January by Gigi Band and Arman Maulana.
Ke dalam hidupku
Listener, Bandung City has become a favorite destination of many tourists because of the natural beauty and cool air of the region. No wonder the capital of West Java becomes recreational purposes, not only by the Indonesian people, but also people from foreign countries. Except the natural potential, Bandung also born artists. Arman Maulana is one of them, who was born and raised in Bandung. Arman Maulana started his career by following the competition of magazine cover boys. Then he joined the vocal group at school, and he became the main vocalist. In 1990, he became a member of the next band, thanks to his persistence to cultivate his activities in singing and music. Arman joined with Gigi Band. The group has ultimately brought him to the peak of his popularity as a pop singer in the Indonesian music industry. The appearance that was favored by young generation gave more value to bounce his popularity as a singer. Listener, let's enjoy another song of Arman Maulana entitled Hanya Engkau Yang Bisa.
Ikatan kasih listener. Thank you for stay tuned to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in the regular music corner, which presents Arman Maulana. From a model until now becomes a singer, took a long time to exist in the world of Indonesian pop music. But with his persistence and hard work, all popularity have been achieved by Arman Maulana. In fact, although there are many new singers, Arman still exists. 26 years of his career in the music world have been passed, and Arman is still be one of favorite artists by the Indonesian music lovers. For him, singing for all and beloved are his simple principle. And listener, to conclude this segment of Music Corner, I'll play a song from Arman Maulana. Thank you for your attention and sampai jumpa.
rasa begitu indah tuk dilukiskan. Wow, 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 wow. Seberkas bayangmu tercipta di benakku. Setelah ku rasakan dalamnya artimu. Oh, oh, dalam detik penuh bahagia telah ku coba tuk resapi satu yang terbaik untuk dirimu kini. Terukir untuk kita jaga di batas bening jiwa yang kita cipta bersama.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.